While much of the rest of the world is shut down, the scene of the future dome is alive with activity, with bulldozers, dump trucks, and backhoes moving and smoothing the earth.
The permanent inflatable dome will be able to fit a full-size football field or soccer field, two softball fields, and four basketball, tennis, or pickleball courts, depending on its setup. Construction started a week late because of snow cover. It should take about 5 months, says Rhinelander School Superintendent Kelly Jacoby.
It will be exciting to be able to watch the changes weekly because the goal is to have it done in September, by the end of September.
Millions of dollars of privately pledged money and even more school district money are going into the project. But the start of the giving can be traced to a Rhinelander physician who floated the idea and a $500,000 donation in 2018.
We really have to thank Dr. Lee Swank because he really got this whole thing started. I don't know that it was his intention at the time or that he could even foresee the snowball effect of his huge donation.
Jacoby says the grade beam, to which the inflatable dome attaches, should be installed in June or July. Once open, the dome will be available to HODAG athletes and the public. For WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer in Rhinelander.